It's time to go to the market, man.
It's Irie.
That's called At the Feast.
At the Feast.
Yes, from an album entitled Rock Steady. It can only be Monty Alexander with his old pal guitarist Ernest Raglan.
We are here to talk about a movable feast coming to Five Points with a Caribbean menu. And it's produced by a group called Redline, one of our neighborhood secrets that we're trying to get the word out on. It's a gallery. It's community organizing. Wait, what is it? Louise Martirano from Redline is here to explain this this unique concept. A gallery, pictures on a wall, wine, cheese, and stuffy people. What are you doing over there at Redline, Louise?
Hopefully not wine, cheese, and stuffy people.
Okay.
Totally, I think, are trying to overcome that perception by really trying to go out and earn friendships and trust in our community. And we do it through relationships just like this.
Redline at 2350 Arapahoe. Really, you are a gallery, but the arts community in Denver has just become so cool. You have developed outreach to the community by doing art programs at schools, at Curtis Park. And so why is it not enough to put beautiful art on the wall, which you have beautiful art on your wall?
Sure. You know, we feel like, so at Redline, we really try to foster the relationships between artists and community. And in order to do that, I feel like you really have to help build relationships by, in some ways, bringing artists out into the community and then inviting communities in to see the artists through our Open Door Studio program.
That's the ticket. The website, redlineart.org. So here you are, moving art out of the gallery into the community with something called a movable feast this Saturday. Sounds like food. Where and when? What's going on?
Yeah, so this Saturday at 5. So we're going to start at Redline because there's 5 locations throughout the summer, every second Saturday, kicking off at 5. And the Montbello Drumline is actually going to march us between each site of feasting. So our first partner, which we've worked with forever and we adore, is the Blair Caldwell Library. And it's going to be on the south side of Blair Caldwell. George Perez and Stephanie Cantor are going to be the two artists who have been, through the support of the Arts Affinity Group and the Art Tank Grant Program, as well as PSU are here, building a table for us to have the delicious food of Taste of Haiti on.
Okay, so there's a meal on Saturday.
There's a meal.
And you're going to march from Redline starting at 5 to the Sunny Lawson Plaza right there next to the library.
Right.
And then you're sitting on this new table that your artists, Stephanie Cantor and George Perez, built.
Correct. And there will be different artists at each of the 5 locations throughout the summer and different community partner hosts that we've worked with over the last 9 years who really are going to help facilitate a conversation about, okay, new neighbors, let's meet the current neighbors and let's talk about what the neighborhood needs to know about each other since we're growing so fast.
And that is needed down here in Five Points.
Exactly.
It really is.
Yeah, one of the hottest real estate markets, lots of new neighbors. And so are you selling tickets?
Nope. It's really, I looked at Innocent at Taste of Haiti. I'm just like, I have no idea what my numbers are, but we need a lot of delicious jerk chicken and curry chicken and plantains. And he said, no problem. So we are expecting 100 for the first.
Oh,
and it's just walk up. Yeah. Just join us. Meet us at Blair Caldwell at 5:30. Our Redline to march at 5.
With the Montbello Drumline.
That's correct.
Taste of Haiti doing the menu. Yep. What's on that menu again?
That's this Saturday.
Saturday,
right?
At 5. Yeah. What's on the menu?
So jerk chicken, chicken curry, plantains, rice and beans, collard greens. Each host site and artist pairing is going to help us choose the menu for the site and how it connects to the neighborhood and illuminates just all the amazing food we have here in Five Points, all the amazing partners and leaders and people we have. And so the idea is I mean, I get very excited when I reconnect with, like, you know, Liz and Tosh at Civic Canopy and the Share Network, or Tracy and Nell at the Five Points Business District.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And of course, as I sit here, so there's a lot to celebrate about this community. And for the new neighbors coming in and the current neighbors, we feel like we need to create a meal to learn about each other and move around the neighborhood.
Wow. I'm impressed. I really am. Because that's what it takes. You know, you're moving into a neighborhood like Five Points. Mm-hmm. You need to really get, you need to relax for a moment. And what better way to break bread and relax than to you know, partake in things that are important, that are part of the legacy of Five Points. And part of it is that social fabric of this community, where people would walk down the street, take the time to say good morning, good afternoon, how are you, all that kind of stuff that has kind of been lost.
That's right.
You know, because a lot of times we, you know, it's maybe in some of the neighborhood, and I can only speak for myself, but the neighborhood where I live, I don't live in the Points, but I've been down here for 30-something years.
Yeah.
Neighborhood where I live, I don't even know my neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, look, we talk about a lot of community meetings. We got issues. We got agendas. We got stuff that needs to get done. But like you said, Carlos, how about, Louise, a social gathering?
That's right.
Just relax and eat. And
yeah, that's the way to
look
do
at
it.
Look at this that's beautiful right. table that Stephanie Cantor and George Perez built us.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, and no offense to the amazing neighborhood associated meetings, but we kind of are talking about it as the neighborhood associated meeting that you look forward to attending. Just because we're softening, okay. You know, it's outdoors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice, nice.